You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Anyway, let's start.
All right. Where's your mic? Why isn't your
Why
mic
are you
on?
Playing guitar?
It's on.
Oh.
It's on. Yeah. Basically, it's three chords, Vin. You should play that at home for your dog.
Oh, what?
I'm not trying to bring her to the guitar room. I want her to stay away from the guitar room.
Cats and boots. No one's going to sing with me?
No. You can encourage music.
No.
That's part of it, right?
I love that. It makes it really easy to beatbox. And you can add a slice of pizza, like boots and pizza, cats and pizza, boots and pizza.
What?
You can add a slice of pizza.
That's a 16th note.
Boots and pizza, cats and pizza, boots and pizza, cats and pizza, boots and pizza, cats and pizza, boots and pizza.
I don't like it as much.
Getting all fucked up. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. It should remain a secret. For, what is today? Monday, the 2nd of May.
It's May.
It's May. 2022. Sarah, Vinny. Nick and Brittany, we're all here.
Got to be worried about that lady, right?
What lady?
May?
Oh, May.
Who is that? Isn't that Britney Spears?
No, that's
Oh,
NSYNC.
No, that's, yeah.
Oh, you know what? It's May from Britney, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought
Britney,
there was.
Bitch. I don't know. Does she do an It's May?
I think it's May? And she's wearing the red jumpsuit.
Oh, oops, I did it again?
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought Oops was her first song.
No. The first one was Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway.
Hit May.
I thought that was Britney. Anyway, I'm worried about her.
She's worth worrying about. I am also worried. I'm really kind of worried about Amanda Bynes, too. Like, there's really these people with conservatorships.
Diamonds on my neck, on my wrist. Diamonds.
What?
But like said more dully than that, like diamonds on my neck, on my wrist, diamonds, motherfucking hypocrites.
Wow, that was good.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Boots and cats. Boots.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. So Saturday, me and John are just fucking around the house in the morning, and I'm like, listen.
Around the house, huh?
Just
in
just
all the rooms?
Lazy, no.
There you are. You've got your shingle shot.
No kids.
Yeah. No kids.
You're sore as hell.
No, we're not that sore. By Saturday, we were feeling like my arm is still, you know, it feels bruisey. It feels like I got a vaccine there. Mm-hmm. So it's Saturday morning and we have slept in and we're, you know, whatever, just bumming around the house. I said, look, the one thing I want to get done today is.
What's your one thing?
My one thing is, can we please get all this artwork up on the walls of my new room.
Did you sleep in that new room last night?
I slept in that room. I think it was my fourth night.
You're doing it on all the weekend too?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Kidding me?
Yes. And I'll tell you something. Yesterday morning, I woke up.
So you have the new bed, right? A good
bed? No, I don't have the good bed yet. I put a topper on top of this old ass mattress that my son had. And I'm
the one with all the splooge?
Probably.
Oh.
Don't say
Does
that.
Does it squish when you get in it?
It's, can you, it's not. I took the cover off and washed that.
And
there's sheets on it. And I put, I put a topper on the top of it. Right. It is actually very hard.
Yeah. It's
crispy. I put a soft topper on it. And, but that's, it's going to go away. I have a Sleep Number coming, but it's not going to get here until like middle of June. So I wake up yesterday morning and, yeah, wow. It's a long lead time, right?
Wow.
So
they have to personalize it for you.
Yeah, they do. It's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, you order it a certain way. So I wake up and it's so dim. I have, you know, I blackout. I actually hung a moving blanket over the window and I have a blackout shade that so the no light
that
escapes
doesn't go
inside.
With the decor at all.
It doesn't. And I got it out of there when I did the photo shoot for it.
I bet you did.
But it's... I have to have it for now. I'm going to put... I have a whole wall system that I'm designing in my head that I'm going to do with blackout curtains. But that's down the line. But I need it to be dark. That's my whole
thing. I'm just surprised you don't go back into your marriage bed on the weekends.
No. It's too much. There's just... I like to read. And some. So after I've fallen asleep, if I wake up, what I want to do is turn my light on and read. And when he comes in, long after I do every night, he reads his phone.
He's even on the weekend, he goes to bed way after you?
Yeah. Well, I'm good till like 10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
I just don't. So I wake up in the morning in my new room, and it's all blacked out, and it's so dim in there. I'm like, I go, oh, I bet it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I bet it's 6:30. Like, it's just starting. I look over at the clock. It's 9:30. I'm like,
AM. Wow.
Oh, my God.
You finally slept in again. You're back.
It was like the olden days, but it really was. I was out like a light. I even got an alarm clock that only shows the time or has any light on it at all when you touch it.
Oh. So you have to reach out to see what time it is?
Why would I want to see what time it is?
Well,
because it might
because
be
you want to see how much time you have left.
3:29, or
I
it
actually,
could be 11.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't want to know that. And I've always thought if I could just turn off the thing when I wake up, there would be nothing lighting the room, and I wouldn't sit there and do math to wake myself
up.
Oh,
I'm worried about you, Sarah.
Don't worry about
You've
me.
Been using that clock for like 20 some years now, right?
It's the first that night.
Old-ass
last
clock
night
of yours?
Was the first night. I know. Should auction that thing off for charity. That thing is reliable.
You might want to hold on to it just in case.
I know. I'm
one of these days,
I'm
you might not
in...
come in and move.
I know.
Like,
oh, Sarah's still sleeping.
You're moving back where?
I'll move it back into my old room.
Oh.
And just if I ever
the
do
one
sleep
your
in
marital
the,
bed.
The right, sure, the marital bed.
Oh.
So
no.
On Saturday, we're just hanging around the house, and I said the one thing I want to do today is get those pictures hung up. So he's like, all right, let's do it. And he goes and gets all his stuff. He's got like all
has
his...
he boned you on that bed yet? You know, the one your brother used to bone in? Or your son used to bone in?
Just wait for it.
Sounds like she's getting there.
So.
Oh, come on.
You haven't boned in it.
Give me that face.
We got close. So anyway, there we are in the room. We're hanging up all the stuff. And it takes a couple hours. You know, it just takes time. You got to find studs. And John's fucking so exact. Everything has to be perfect. Yeah, level.
If he didn't do it exact, you'd be like... at 11 at night. Yeah. Get in here. I can't sleep till that's straightened out.
Yeah, probably, but also I doubt it. He's really anal when it comes to that stuff, which is great. I guess maybe I don't know if I'd be like that, Vinny, because I would never
you
have
would
the opportunity
be.
To
if
be like that.
If it wasn't John hanging that picture, you'd be like, God damn it, where the fuck
I've hung
is John?
Plenty of pictures that I'm like, that's good enough, and never went back for it.
Christina,
goes,
yeah. Christina's one of those people who will go, I can't be in this room. It's all fucked up.
Yeah. He wants the distance between each thing to be the same. The top to bottom's got to be. And he's a little upset because I have this one, you know that Vietnamese painting I have? I hung that over my bed. And it's
over
long and narrow. Yeah, look, it's up
bathroom,
on Instagram.
Right?
It was on my... But it was so huge in that room. So I hung it up, but it's over... The bed's pretty tall, so it's up a little bit higher. So I hung these two pictures on one on either side, and he's like, should those be... I'm like, they can't be up that high. They're too small to be up that high. They're not... They don't work. I need them to be...
Visually.
So you have the same problem, too, then.
No.
You'll look at something, and it bugs you.
Well, it's just that the straight line going across was way up by the ceiling, so those ones had to be lower. The one in the middle's over the bed, so it's up higher, and the other two have to. So now he's like measuring to make sure that the tops of those two things are exactly the same.
All like you guys, thing. You know what? I admit I'm crazy about different things, but you're crazy. Christina's the same way. You know those ceilings where there's a step?
Yeah.
Like, so that's the molding, ceiling. You mean? Yeah. And then, no, it's not crown molding. It's actually the ceiling has sort of a couple steps in it.
A drop down, yeah.
A drop
okay.
down.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Okay. So this drop down on one side, and it's not on the other, and it's screwing up her whole.
Do you mean like a soffit that comes down there? Like maybe there's some lights in it or a
duct?
No,
there's nothing in it. It's just the ceiling has a step.
Okay.
Before it hits the wall, and it doesn't have it on the other side, and it's fucking up. She's looking at this chimney refacing, and she's like, I can't deal with that screwing up my line. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
So does it, if there's nothing in it, maybe it can be removed, but if not, is it going over the top of the cabinets?
No, it's in a room with no cabinets.
Yeah. No, but you know how it's adjoined?
In the living room.
I bet just, there's a reason for it to be there. It might be
a ductwork or some plumbing. Plumbing
it
or
could
something.
Be anything in there, right?
Whatever it is,
build
it's
one on the
screwing
other side.
Up all the... Yeah, oh,
build
God.
One on the other
you know
just
what?
Build
that's
it on the other side.
Getting rid of the other
it
one.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to have this conversation with you, but I was listening to her, and she's working. She's like, I can't be there because of this dumb fucking thing. And I'm like, no one even notices that. But she can't.
She notices
she is
it.
Incapable.
It bums her out.
Right. So go on. You're saying.
Just build a soffit on the other
side. I don't want to. I wouldn't even dare suggest that.
I'll text her and say, hey, I figured out your problem.
Okay.
You know what you should do. Okay. So there we are. We spend a couple hours. We hang up the stuff. I'm all excited. And then I totally stage the room. Because I want to take a little video. So I go around the house and I gather up like some of my favorite things. I have a big sort of built-in wall bookcase. It's narrow, but it's...
Most people... I saw the video. It's on your Instagram.
Right. So
you can see this room
yes,
if you want.
Yes, you can go look. It's on Clarky Clark on my Instagram, right? So it's just a short video. So I'm in the kitchen, which is right outside the door. And I say, oh, I should go live on Instagram. And I'll do that. And then I'll walk through the room. So I'm walking through the short hallway to this room, and I start the live video, and it's going, preparing to go live or whatever. It's like a dark, darkened screen, whatever. And I turn the corner, and it's about to go live, and John is standing there with his pants on the ground. He goes, you see anything you like? And I'm like,
You should have totally put him on.
No.
Why not?
So... I was, and he's all, oh my God, are we live? I'm like, I don't think so, I don't know. Like, it was such a fucking freak out moment, such a freak out moment.
So but no one got to see his dick?
I got to.
Well, you always get to.
I know, anytime I want, Jesus. So then I say, all right, get out of the room for a minute, and I'm gonna film the room, and then I will give you your reward. For helping me with this, for hanging the pictures. He knows when he crosses anything off my honey-do list that I will reward him.
Put out. That's great.
So, and I go, what do you want and where do you want to do it? And he's like, well, why don't we christen this room? So we did. I blew him in there.
Oh,
and
ass sex
he
right
asked
here.
He asked for a blowjob over the whole...
I was only offering a blowjob.
Oh, well, when you say, what do you want? Oh, don't, aren't you
yeah,
saying yeah, the
but,
options
well, he
are
asked
open?
For, he asked for stuff, and I went, nah, here's what I'm offering.
Oh.
What would you like? You have one option.
Yeah, what would you like? I'm offering a blowjob. If there's anything else that you want, ask someone else. It was funny, though, because it wasn't funny. Because it was almost not funny. Oh my God.
I have a question.
That was a heart attack. Yes, Vinny.
So this is Saturday morning.
Nah, this is like Saturday, maybe 2 p.m.
Okay. So his last shower would have been the night before or even.
Oh, I don't know when. He was fine.
But you don't notice any funky.
He's really not funky. He's a really regular showerer. He takes at least one a day. So I don't know. I don't think he took one that day. Probably the night before.
All right.
We had both showered the night before. I probably could have done them, but I like to be fresh from the shower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were specifically like, I don't want to.
Well, we were sweaty.
Right. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I see.
That's why I'm bringing it up. There he is doing chores. And I'm thinking he probably didn't wake up and shower.
It was
probably
fine.
Even the night before. I would
He was neatly trimmed, too. I think he just wanted to show off his manscaping that he'd done.
Yeah.
He likes that. Mm-hmm. When he's done the work, he wants to get some action. To
sure.
Play. Oh, hey, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The hair's down. Dick is long.
Right. So that's the whole story. All right. There. We almost went live on Instagram with John's dick.
Yay!
Yay!
That could have been great.
Could have been. Oh God! He would have been so mad at me.
So you're telling me you didn't do him because you felt like you've been doing chores and you weren't.
No,
fresh.
I didn't do him because I was like,
didn't want
I
to.
Don't feel like it. Blow you? Is that would that be okay?
Did he get laid Friday afternoon?
No, we were. I no.
Oh,
we just got our shingles
shot. Regulars,
man. Yeah. Wow. Our regular didn't happen, so I knew I was doing him at some point that weekend, and
just
it
pushed.
Made sense to all reward right. him for his.
I'm not saying I wouldn't
leveling.
Take a blowjob. I'm just curious the thought process, and then I also, for sure, look. One of the things that sort of gets under my or in the back of my mind is always like, I don't want to be stinky. I don't know how these guys who are gross. On purpose and even think it's funny how they expect to get it again. I always think I want it to be as delightful as humanly possible so I get repeat visits.
Yes. You want returning customers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that whole, won't this be funny if I smell like my butt?
Well, I'm sure
when she
that
puts her face down there.
If he was super sweaty that he would have known. And, or I would have said something like, oh, boy.
Yeah, you rinse off. Just out of courtesy. You know, if I felt like I'm not sure about my area, I'll go and just do a half body shower real quick, basically.
A whore bath.
Yeah, a whore bath. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just wash that thing.
I thought a horse bath was when you just take wipes and wipe yourself down.
You can wash your dick in the sink, and that would be a horse bath.
Well, a horse bath, too, is like what Madonna does in Suddenly Susan. She's like, washes her armpits in the sink.
Right.
And fucking uses the blow dryer thing and you know, just a little.
You don't have to be a whore to have a whore bath, though. Yeah. I mean, you could
a whore bath is, but I think that a whore bath is generally speaking cleaning your genitalia for the next person,
right?
The whore's bath. Let's
get
wash
all that sperm out there.
Yes, let's wash.
Oh God, I don't know how anyone does it. I really don't.
Or you could use it as lube.
Oh, that's
God. You are hella wet down there.
Oh
hella.
Man, look at that. Oh shit.
Oh, you're gooey.
That's somebody else's fucking sperm.
Don't sniff it.
The weird part of that is she's telling that story, and I can't get it out of my mind. I've thought about it more times than I'd like. Is that? But what about her? Isn't she kind of like grossed out about herself?
She doesn't
like,
give a fuck.
Oh my God, I've got the cum from the last guy that did me still in my twat, and then she goes, "I did him anyway." What?
Well, he was bugging her. It wasn't like she hadn't done it before. Mm-hmm. But it did have that kind of yucky undertone to
it. Oh,
it's like
yucky for sure, but she's used to fucking two guys
simultaneously. Yeah, she doesn't give a shit.
So, I mean, like, back to back, I mean, not simultaneously.
Who was the girl in the story?
That girl was cheating on her dude, right? Yeah.
No.
Did she have a guy? And
this guy was her semi-regular dude, and then she wasn't
she,
some hot.
The one she married was the
was
one
the
that
one she done, yep, yeah. Whose cum was in her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But he was like some guy at work or something.
Yeah, she wasn't that into him, and then.
But then she was. And
happily ever after.
Yeah. 10 years of marriage.
Sure wasn't her first time doing
two. Well, didn't she say, I now that we're kind of breaking that one down, didn't she say the guy who did her, whose splooge was in her, wasn't he like a big dick and a good lay?
Yeah,
and
he
then
was like the sex master.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Dick or something. She had like some nickname for him.
I forget what it was.
But then, so there she is with Big Dick splooge inside her vagina and some other guy's fingering her. And she goes, "Hey, go ahead. Let's just do this."
She's more like, "Fine, I guess." Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's thinking he's winning. The other guy already won.
Can't believe how wet you were.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you a couple things about why I was so wet.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Anyway, let's do a bad advice. Do we have
cut
one?
All that out? That was
no. I don't cut that out.
We've had way worse.
I know. Let's see. A male friend of mine just shared this conundrum with me, and I immediately thought, finally, something I can email to the Secret Show.
Good, thank you.
Isn't
we
that
need
so
you.
Funny? Someone tells you some awful story or some funny story, and you're like, oh, I'm telling my friends. Mm-hmm. Don't say my name. I have a male friend, let's call him Bob, who is 55 years old. He has a girlfriend of 2 years, about the same age. We'll call her Mary.
Bob and Mary.
Bob and Mary have visited a particular massage parlor several times for couples massages. A few days ago, they didn't have space for them as a couple, so they each had separate massages instead. So Bob was getting his regular massage when the massage therapist started to flirt with his man area. Turned him on his side, put a towel over his face, and started giving him a handy on the table. This is weird. Why would you turn someone on their side to do this?
Well, he's probably laying face down first, yeah. So she's just getting access to his area, I guess.
Why not just flip him over onto his back?
Ooh.
Is it easier for her to just stand alongside him? And go,
why question it? Who cares? I mean, what's the difference?
Maybe she front-handed it instead of... She was... I don't know.
I don't even know where she is in relation to his body. Maybe she's behind him.
So this is this guy's regular masseuse...
Unfortunately, I watch a lot. I mean, not unfortunately, but I do watch more massage porn than I should.
Unfortunately, I have to admit now that I watch. That's right. I watch a lot of.
Yeah, I watch a lot of, and I don't know the side move, but but either way.
So anyway, this is his regular massage therapist.
Oh, so it's a guy.
It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, it's a girl.
Okay.
So. They would always get the couples massages, though, so she never had the opportunity to jack him off with the
lady.
She clearly
knows that he has a
stupid wife's over there, or I'd get a really good tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, yeah.
So, Bob says, so he finishes.
Okay.
Bob says, I mean, I was surprised, but it felt good, and I wasn't going to stop her. I've only heard of these things. I've never experienced it. The one-hour massage was $50.
I don't know if I could stop her either. I know I would be fucking rock hard the second she rolled me over.
That's
so.
Such a guy's response. I wasn't going to stop her.
Like, I know.
What was I supposed to do? That would have been rude.
My dick was already super hard.
I clearly wanted it. I would have just been lying.
You only hear about this in the movies.
Just being polite, okay?
So this guy's telling his friend, Bob is telling the person who's writing this, I was surprised, but it felt good. I wasn't going to stop her. I've only heard of these things, but I've never experienced it. The one-hour massage was $50. Cheap.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a cheap massage. Handy, because it's cheap.
And he tipped her an extra $40.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Which locks in a hand job for the next time he visits.
Oh, $40.
That's, so...
And he's also canceling the fucking couple shit immediately.
This couple shit.
Fuck that.
That's not, so this person says, that's not the point of the story, though, this whole
part. Oh, okay.
This happened on a Saturday, and 4 days later, Bob hasn't told his girlfriend Mary about it. They get along very well. They're together after each had a failed marriage and horrible sex.
What are you, on fucking drugs? Of course he didn't tell her.
Right. He doesn't want to ruin his good thing. So they get along great, have good sex. So the relationship is solid, but he's just totally not sure if she'll say cool for you or what the hell? What should he do, if anything? He should do nothing.
Yeah, I'm totally sure she'll say, what the fucking hell?
Right.
Coco just said it. Typical guy answer. Well, I wasn't going to stop her. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would definitely say, okay, good for you. Like, I didn't know what to do. Be like, all right, good for you, but you can't go to her anymore. You're not going to go have a girlfriend who gives you a handy every time she sees you. That's not happening.
Or what if?
So don't tell me.
To make it even, if she has a guy masseuse, then she deserves a happy ending to make
it
even.
Oh, for God's sake. That would be horrible. Would you even want that?
No.
Yeah, most of the girls are always acting like you fucking hate it anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't want some stranger finger banging me or licking me, for God forbid. Oh, I can't think of anything I'd less rather have.
Even the person you love the most, you don't want it with them either.
I would much rather have it with the person I love than with this some fucking rando whose fingers were up who knows whose snatch before that. Jesus! I can't think of anything I'd want. But dudes are like, oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's great.
Oh, she's going down there? Okay. Oh,
all right.
Don't you think, like, we hear enough about these stories where marriages end up, you know, breaking up. And as a woman who has decided, I'm not really into boning anymore. Right. I'm sort of over it. Like, yeah. I don't want to. All of these marriages. Now, look, I know there's plenty of women who are like, no, I used to fuck that guy twice a week. And he still cheated on me. Mm-hmm. But these dudes who aren't getting it at home, all it takes is a goddamn wink or touching a dude's arm.
Or a massage therapist with a supple wrist.
He's that's different. I think he was probably just like, whoa, I'm naked and she's jacking me up.
How do I get an appointment for next week?
Right.
Not on the day that we come together.
But in these marriages where the wife has stopped putting out, I'm sure all it takes is a glint in a lady's eye.
Right.
And the guy's like, yes, please, I would love to.
Oh, my God, I'd love
right?
to.
I mean, it's just attention in general. They're probably so starved for it.
Right.
And then, of course, they're the asshole. Yeah. They've just broken their vows.
That's true. Right, exactly. So what should he do, if anything? Should he tell his girlfriend, or has he missed the window to tell her after 4 days have already passed? Can they go back to this massage parlor for a couples massage and just hope they aren't converted to single massage rooms? Hope. He's not going to hope that. Oh, hope or not. If they do go back and this happens again, should he then tell her immediately afterwards that this happened, or keep the whole thing to himself as a dirty secret?
Ding, yep.
Ding. Yeah, your story's... We totally appreciate the story, and it's been fun.
Yes, absolutely.
But this guy has no plans on telling on himself, and he won't tell on himself ever.
And he shouldn't. Or he should. If it's going to plague him, then and he's going to go to great lengths to make sure it never happens again, then maybe he should have. If that's the case, he should have told her right away. Mm-hmm. I really do think the more time that goes by, the more, and especially if they go back and, God forbid, get separated again. If it happens again,
all he can do in this situation is be like, "Oh, I thought you got a hand job too. You didn't get one?
I paid extra for yours.
That was just I just thought that was part of the treatment.
I don't get hand jobs from randos.
I thought you bought that for me.
I totally thought you were getting finger banged in the other room. I don't know."
Or he'd probably be like, oh, I didn't know. I thought you tipped them extra so I can get that service.
Oh, like she bought it for him.
Why did they get separated again?
They didn't have a couple's massage room.
The room wasn't available. Yeah. I see.
And also, they said the room's not... They wanted more money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were like, let's separate. I'm going to jerk this guy off and get 40 extra bucks.
Hey, yeah. Bob, come with me.
Hey, Bob, I got something for you. I got something special for
well,
you. I know a lady who did get finished. By a guy.
At a massage
place?
Massage
he boned thing. Her? Or
No.
He licked her?
He thumbed her, she said.
He thumbed her pussy?
As in insertion?
As in, she's rubbing. And so she said she started, like, cranking her hips and stuff. Like, clearly that was what she wanted. And he had oily, thummy
and
fingers. And he and
thumb
he,
motion
he did the whole
the
area. But he worked up to it, kind of left the clit for last.
Does that mean that she's laying on her back then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I see. Okay.
I believe so. I can't. I don't know. I blocked it out. It was actually it was someone that I didn't know that well. I definitely did not know this person well enough for the story to be told at dinner with a bunch of people.
Oh.
And that's where it was heard.
That was all.
Let's get that person on the line next time. I'd love to hear.
Why no?
Because I'll tell you who it is afterward.
Oh, do I know this person?
I don't believe you do.
Oh.
But.
He knows her?
Did you come back after Vin? Did you
no,
start
I came
after
back
Vinny?
Right when Vinny came back. Well, I came
you,
here.
Then you don't know
I joined
either.
When Vinny came back.
Yeah,
came
I was like,
back.
You left?
I never
you left too?
I never left.
Yeah. Why did you leave?
I joined in 09.
What's your problem?
Well, I did leave. I went to other stations after I worked for
I
you
I don't
guys.
Believe you'd know her. We can talk about it off the air. I don't right. want to say the lady's name.
Oh,
but,
I can't
but I,
wait.
It just, I
bet I do was, know her.
I don't know.
I think I do.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for
I
you
can't
to
wait
guess.
To, if, yeah. I can't wait for me to know.
If there are any listeners out there that had this experience with a female getting the massage, I'd love to hear about that. Because I don't hear
yeah.
that very
yeah.
often.
No, this is the only... Because I was thinking how much I would hate that, and then I remembered yeah. about this lady. Because mm-hmm. it was 15 years ago I heard this story.
There is nothing, and I don't know this massage therapist or what that guy's deal is, but when a lady lets her legs open... You know what I mean? Like, you know, not straight. I'm talking she threw space between her knees.
To make it visible. And
to make it clear.
Attainable.
There's nothing like that feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the runway's open. You're clear for...
Coming in for a landing.
The gyrating of the hips, that's oh super God. Inviting.
Well, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, I think that's what it's
yeah,
for.
She yeah. was saying...
That's why twerking is working for so many girls.
Well, twerking's a little bit... Trashy.
Not there.
It's a little
here.
Bit trashy.
A little bit.
What is that? Praise. Not there.
Praise, up upgrade.
Yeah,
praise. Yeah.
No, exactly.
Upgrade,
you're
praise,
doing great.
Praise, upgrade, praise.
But right here, as the legs fall open.
Now, keep doing great. thanks for reading. She wants to know if we'd be mad. I don't want to know. I wouldn't be mad, but I'd be like, well, I don't need to know when you're going to get. Please don't. I don't want to know that.
I don't.
I really don't want to know that.
I don't go for massages. I don't. It's
Maybe
not my
you
thing.
Should.
Well, I don't want that either.
I don't.
I really
random
don't.
People touching me.
Well, what like about that. What if this happened to Beefcake? What would you say about it?
I don't know. I would probably laugh.
Well, right. If he came to you and he was like contrite, like, oh my God, I just didn't know what
him,
to say. And
knowing him, he would immediately tell me if that did happen.
Oh, yeah. Of course you would.
You guys, yeah.
You guys have known each other a long time.
Yeah, so much history.
Sure. Yeah. You know all his angles and sides.
This person's also saying, thanks for reading. I'm hoping you'll start doing live secret shows again. They've been some of the most fun times of my life. Bring back the fun.
Well, all we right. didn't, you know.
We are doing it.
So often
those.
This stuff keeps coming up. It's like, you know, call whoever started this pandemic and talk to them because yeah. we weren't involved.
Well, we're bringing them back anyway. We're over Memorial, the Thursday before mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend. Just listen to the station for the next couple weeks. We have chances for you to win. It's a live secret show That's up right. at Bottle Rock. And then I think I have a question about this. On the Friday morning that we're doing just mm-hmm. the regular broadcast live, are yeah. people able to just come
nope.
to that?
Nope. That's
so you
ticket
have to
only.
Be a ticketed. Mm-hmm. You have to be one of the winners.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they're trying to keep it down just because of...
The
you know,
problem is that people go to a live secret show and then they're partying and, you know, and then they got it. Then we're alone at 4 a.m. when we...
What? Oh, right, that's, the next day. Well, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
You should actually... We're never alone in the morning. No, people always turn yet. Out.
That
what are you
place,
talking about?
The last live secret show, the morning, was packed as well.
Yeah.
Like,
wasn't that open to the public, though?
Yeah, that was.
Yes. That was, yeah.
But
yeah,
no, so a lot are... of the people who were there the night before are there in the morning. Okay. A lot. I'm not.
They roll in
very,
like
yeah. Like,
it was like, I think a lot more people started showing up around like 6:30 and 7.
Yeah, I don't feel like they come. They you know.
I'm always
either
worried.
Way, we're doing a show for the people.
For the people.
For the people.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Oh, are we done?
Yeah.
The end.